Now, for the uninitiated, do you want to tell us what you have been doing for the last year and explain a little bit about those acronyms I just used?
Indeed, I would love to. So over this last year, I've been doing two things, one called FP and one called TSM. Try and bear with me, I might have lost some of you already, but FP stands for Frontier Project. It's a gap year scheme that New Frontiers runs. And so I've been based here at King's Arms along with a number of others. It's basically a chance to work for the church for a year, volunteer, serve, get stuck in to various different things. So I've been doing things like the Alpha course, helping out on that beta, helping out on projects, loads of stuff really. And then throughout the year as well, as part of that, we have training blocks where we'll get together with other people doing the same gap year for Bible-based teaching, like theological training, all that kind of jazz. As well as that, I've been doing TSM, which stands for Training for Supernatural Ministry, which we graduated from last week, which is very exciting. And that's basically a day and a half a week. A group of us have gotten together to learn what it is to be naturally supernatural, trying to see, looking to press in for the things that is talked about all the time in the Bible, the things that Jesus saw day to day. So learning how to pray for the sick and do outreach, looking into salvations and how you lead people to Christ, looking at kind of what God wants to say to us and issues of the heart and allowing God to minister to us, really.
That's great. Brilliant. Now, I know for some of us who would have been here last week in the morning, we'd have heard some of the stories and testimonies of some of the TSM students. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about kind of what happened for you through your year, some of the highlights, what God did in you. That'd be great.
Yeah, cool. It's been just an amazing, amazing year. I feel like God's just done so much in me, and it's just been a real life-changing year, to be honest. Sounds extreme, but it's how it feels. Yeah, God's just done a real work in me. When I signed up for it, I was kind of in the mindset of looking at the outreach, you know, wanting to pray for the sick, which has all been amazing, but also God's kind of been like, I want to deal with some stuff in you as well, which is, you know, good. And I've just encountered something of his love for me just in a whole nother way. Just feel like I've collided with him this year. And I know his acceptance over me, his delight over me. No freedom to be myself, like to a whole nother degree. Know his heart for other people more. So been learning, he's just been doing a work in me in terms of feeling some of his compassion for the lost. And it's just been an amazing year, really. And there's been some really challenging times, to be honest. It's not all been easy sailing, but it's taught me so much. I've learned so much about who God is and about his heart and how trustworthy he is.
That sounds great. Now, if there may be some people out here this evening who are thinking about next year and maybe thinking, oh, I might get involved, what would you say as an encouragement to someone thinking about maybe doing FP and TSM?
Well, my experience of it has just been, phenomenal. I say they're just amazing opportunities, FP, TSM. Like, they're just the life change of everyone who's been on the courses has been amazing. When we've been sharing what God's been done in people, it just blows your mind that so much has happened over the last year. So I'd say, if God's talking to you about it, then, listen. And just trust him for it as well. If finances are an issue, just trust him. And if you're going to do it, come at it with a really open heart. Be prepared for God to really shake you up and mould you just change things in you, really.
That's brilliant. Can we thank Zoe for sharing? That's great.